In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated.
I'd like to invite all the children to come forward and sit on the steps or on the floor right here. You want to sit on the steps? It's right on the steps or on the floor, because I'm going to need this space right here. Yeah, I'm going to need all this space, choir kids. You can sit on the floor, too. You'll be able to see. Yep, that'd be perfect. Okay. Does everybody find a seat? Claire, can you see? Can you see? Okay. Do you want to sit? You can sit right there. That'll be fine. All right, this morning is called Trinity Sunday. It's a special day in the life of our church. It's not Christmas. It's not Easter. It's not even Pentecost. It's Trinity Sunday. Now, Trinity is a little bit of an unusual concept, but I'm going to do my best to explain it to you. Now, here you see the word tricycle in a picture of a tricycle. How many wheels does a tricycle have? How many wheels? Shout it out. Three. Tricycle has three wheels. A triangle has how many sides? Shout it out. Three sides. And my star props today couldn't make it. The Craig triplets had vehicle difficulty, but triplets means three children born at the same time, right? So the Trinity, there's the word Trinity. We're going to see that again in a minute. Today I have with me a tripod. I'll open it up and show you what it does. The tripod is something a photographer would use, or somebody that's an engineer that surveys property, or somebody that's an astronomer and would have a telescope, and they would need their equipment to be held very, very still so that the camera wouldn't shake and they could get a very clear picture. So you see how it's got how many legs? Three legs on one tripod, right? So if I were to take out one of the legs, would it stand up? No. The tripod needs all three legs to do its job. And that's where we think of the Holy Trinity as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, sometimes when we think about God, we think of God the Creator. He created the heavens and the earth and the plants and the animals, and he created us, so God the Creator. And sometimes when we think of God, we think of Jesus, the little baby that was special baby that was born in a stable, who grew up and cured sick people and made them well, who taught us to love each other, and who died on a cross and rose again into heaven. And sometimes when we think of God, we think of the Holy Spirit, who brought help to the disciples at Pentecost. And the Spirit that gives us guidance and strength to carry on God's work in the world. I know I think about the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit when someone gets baptized and the priest holds the little baby over the water and he takes the water and he puts it on the baby's head, right? And what does he say? I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That's one time that I think about the Trinity. So all of these together, the Creator, the Savior, and the Helper, one God described by Christians as the Holy Trinity. Let's pray. Gracious God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence with us this morning. Help us throughout our lives to try to understand and serve you. And when we don't understand everything, May faith fill in the gaps until the time comes that all our questions are answered. Amen.
Amen.
And you may go back to your seats. Not a photographer. Here we go.
Thank you, Jan, for explaining the difficult doctrine of Trinity in such a simple way that we can all understand. When I think of Trinity, it is a relationship. Those three legs all come together in one place. And that is relationship. God is relationship. And we are created in the image of God. So we are best when we are in relationship. So here we are in the church. And today we're going to have new members coming to our church and into this relationship. So this is the perfect day, the Trinity Sunday that... We are inviting the new members to come and join and into this body, which is the relationship, which is the body of Christ. And later on, when we take communion, we all take the bread from the same table and drink the cup from the same cup. And isn't that wonderful? That is what Trinity is all about. Trinity is relationship, and we are created in the image of God in relationship. And when we are isolated, when we are thinking about individual, rugged individualism, that is far from what God intended for us to be. God wants us to be in relationship, not only with each other, but with also God and with all the whole creation. So thank you, Jan.